Paul Dodd on Radio Hasler. On Radio Hasler.
Well, hello, good evening, and welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd. Now, I'm on my own tonight, and I don't know why, because I don't know what Lou is playing at. I've tried ringing him, and there's no seems to be no answer whatsoever. And all I can do is go, Louis, if you're listening, you start singing. Did I interrupt your show and bother you? No. So, and it did need... It did need bothering, didn't it? But there you go. Anyway... I've got a report to give you about last Saturday and how well the music festival went, and I've got to say it was phenomenal. The groups and acts that we had were wonderful. They were all in tune. We got some great choirs out. We had a little dance act or two. They were great too. But more importantly than anything, I've got this wonderful woman from Asda who's going to tell you everything that they do for the local community, because I didn't know just how much they do. And how much they are actually supporting the local community. So we'll have Rachel in a minute, and she's bringing a friend in with her who is also supporting the local community, but I'll let her tell you all about that. Nothing to do with Asda, nothing to do with the radio station. She just came along because she thought she'd get a voice on air, and why not? That's what we're here for. And we'll see what we can do. Now then, what are we going to play for you first tonight? Do you know what? I fancy a bit of Jesse J. Well, who doesn't, to be fair? But I don't know which one to play, so I thought I'd play after that monumental discovery about Asda. Little one called Price Tag.
Thank you.
So, Jesse J, that was Price Tag. And I picked that one first because tonight is all about raising, well, not just money, but esteem and things like that. But the first one I want to play, this one's been on the air quite a lot lately, and certainly on Radio 2, because as you know, we know Radio 2, because it's more, get more 70s on that than I do anywhere else. And I just thought you might want to listen to this one. This one's an old record that was originally by Fifth Dimension. This one now is the Morrissey version. So, a little bit of Morrissey. Not his normal type of record, to be honest, and it shocked a few DJs when that came out as to what is he doing singing about Bill, but of course, in this case, Bill's a woman. Different. Right, so, in the studio tonight, now let's lead up to it first of all. Those of you who listen regularly will know that last Saturday we did our biannual Maritime Festival. Which Gosport's Hospital Radio runs all the entertainment for the day. And I've got to say, starting with the Rose and Thistle Pipe Band and then on to Woodcock Primary School, they were idyllic. And I say every year, I know, but you get these five-year-olds and six-year-olds who sit there and for 20 minutes just sing. Well, this lot didn't just sing, they also danced and did all the actions too. So for a 5 or 6 year old to remember that 20 minutes without any coaching, straight off the top of the head, was phenomenal. And then we went into the shantymen and lots of other things. But one of the things that happened was we got provided food. Well, I say food, it was a doggy bag, but it was still food. It was great. You know, we don't normally get that. And that was provided by Asda. And I had to say, what a great show. We do a lot with supermarkets in this area, predominantly Tesco's at the moment. There are other supermarkets available. I have to be unilateral in my choice, and Morrison's can stay where they are at the bottom of the road. But there you go, that's all three of them covered. But Asda, Tesco's and Morrison's, Asda did us really quite proud. They provided lunch for everybody. There was a choice of rolls, pre-selected, and they were all there, and nobody got, I don't believe anybody got what they didn't want. And the choices were phenomenal, really, considering they catered for 150 people in the space of about 20 minutes. And I can only say thank you very much. And that's all down to a little lady to my left called Rachel. Rachel Weber, which is strange because my best mate is also called Weber and he's just left the studio too. But he's gone to Cambridge to live. So, welcome to the studio, Rachel.
Hi.
So, ASDA, what do you do on behalf of ASDA?
What don't we do? Anything the community needs.
You don't wash my car?
Oh, well, we'd do if it was for charity.
No, that's at the end of the road, isn't it? And I only go there as well. I'm getting quite sad in my old age. You know, two squares, they call me. So when you say you do anything for the local community, give some examples.
We go into schools and talk about healthy eating. We do arts and crafts with children. We go to Hasler. I work on, helped out on the Salton Ward and on our Royal Ward. We've done parties to them over the past year. Go and do a chat with them. Hand out mince pies at Christmas, Easter eggs at Easter. We go to...
Really?
Yeah, all sorts
right.
of things.
I go around Salton and Arkerall Ward every week without fail, probably twice. Not once did they ever say, Paul, we've got this back for you. Here, Paul, look what we've got for you.
Oh. You want to speak to Ange on the Salton Ward? She'll tell you how wonderful we are.
It's all right. I won't be going again. I will. You'll see me next Thursday. The reason I haven't come this week is because Rachel and the other... Rachel is here. I didn't know how long these interviews were going to be, and I didn't want to come around and get all the requests, find I'd got 10 requests and I couldn't play them, because actually this is more urgent. Not more important, because you are more important, but two Rachels are more urgent. So, carry on, sorry.
Yep, so we do lots of different things. Any charitable group or local not-for-profit group can give me a shout at ASDA, and if I'm available, I will come and give them support. We make donations to raffles, we give... tours around the store. I'm trying to think what else we do. There's so much we do. You name it. If I can accommodate it, we'll be there.
Okay. I've got a question for you. And I've only ever managed to do this at one store. And that's the only one I haven't mentioned so far. And that's the big W across the road. You know when you have your music going through the system in the tannoys when people are shopping?
Yeah.
Is that dictated to you what you have to play?
It is run by ASDA Radio. It is done by head office. We don't pick anything, but you can contact Radio Hazard and apologise.
No, don't apologise. You can all contact me. 02392 601 600. It just flies off the tongue.
You can contact ASDA Radio and ask for requests, but it is their own radio station.
Do they ever play anything other than ASDA Radio?
No.
That's a real shame, because when we went into Waitrose, we asked them, and they actually stopped theirs and allowed us to pitch in and do our radio over theirs. So we played all their music for the day. Oh, didn't we have laugh? Oh, didn't we have fun?
Don't know if it's possible. I mean, I could always find out.
I molested so many shoppers, and you can imagine, can't you, on a Saturday, they're sitting there with these trolleys full of it, and then I go up and I start talking to the woman in front of them for about 10 minutes, and now this whole line of shopping going, why did I pick this till?
But, yeah, I don't want to pick that till either.
No, but they were in such good mood because it created happy shopping, and they actually didn't mind being held up because they were listening to the music and this, that and the other. And then we'd go into the store managers and we'd ask them what they wanted to sell today so we could push that. And then all of a sudden it was a case of, oh, I didn't see that, I didn't know that. So they'd leave the till, go and get it. So we'll do that. Right, we'll talk about that in a minute. So what do you read, apart from... the Gosport Marine Festival, and I've got to say to you personally, thank you so much for that.
That's all right. I had an army of ASDA colleagues and volunteers, like Rachel's with us today. She's Miss Beauty Hampshire, and she helped make the rolls along with my colleague from Fareham Store, Heidi. Everyone pitches in. The whole community comes together.
I'm going to say you didn't just have your own store there either, did you?
No. We had Heidi from Fareham Store, myself from Gosport, and then because we work with so many groups in the community, there's always people I can say, "Are you free? Could you give me a hand?" And you know, they're always really willing to come and give us a hand.
Lovely. So, what I want you to do now, while I play this next record, is have a little think about what was your last event of notice for the Gosport community. Because I bet you, pound to a pinch, you did something and they don't know it was ASDA. And I need to make them realise just how good you are for the community. In the meantime, let's play this.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. Sera, sera. What will be que sera, sera.
So, Doris Day, que sera, sera. Now, you do a lot of work with the Gospelterians as well, don't you?
We do lots of work with the Gospelterians, only because they do so much.
It's I'd like to say it's an up-and-coming charity, but they rose like a phoenix from the ashes. They ran through Gosport like a dose of salt, ran straight to the top and have stayed there ever since. Raised a phenomenal amount of money. The one aspect that they've got that nobody else has collared quite so well is social media. They are brilliant on social media.
That is Mr. Dent. That is Malcolm Dent. He is a keyboard warrior, is what I call him. He does know how to promote the group. But he does have a team behind him that work really hard, as do I sit on their committee. And his intentions is to make as much difference as he can. And he generally does.
Right.
So, I mean, the dog show coming up next week. We've got 7 other stores coming down to support them.
Wow.
Support them. We will also be supplying raffle prizes to them to raise money for theirs. You know, when someone wants to make a difference, you want to help. So, you know, and he is up and coming and becoming one of the smallest but biggest of impacts in Gosport.
Yeah, very much so. And you also work with a young friend of mine called Gary Walker.
I do work with Gary Walker.
He's a lovely guy.
Most of the time.
You're only saying that because every time he opens his mouth, he wants something.
Do you know what, though? Gary has been a real useful person to me for my job, because if I need someone to come out in the community, he is always there, regardless. He has been the Gruffalo for me this year. We've been to maybe 20 schools this year with the Gruffalo.
Right.
We went all the way to Totten with the Gruffalo, which was donated by Square Pegs Charity.
Wow.
He has been Pudsey for me in store and in all the schools. He has been the Easter Bunny. He has, you know, and you don't
He's
get to see his
what?
Face. The Easter Bunny.
I didn't know that one. I knew about the others, but I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, if I need someone in a costume, I would say, you know, he's got a scary face. We've got to put him in a costume to make sure that he's there.
It's not nice.
No, Gary is probably got the biggest heart out of everyone.
I wouldn't say it was a scary face. It was one of those gurney faces, isn't it?
Oh, he's definitely got it. He's got a heart of gold, and he really wants to make a difference. He just needs to make himself seen, because he lets everyone else take the glory instead of himself.
And he does. And he really does. Most of the charitable work in Gosport, to be honest, is organised by a handful of people.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Do you know how many charities there are in Gosport?
No.
Well, I work close with GVA.
Yep.
And the last time we tried to count them, we ran out at 400, and we knew we hadn't got them all.
Wow.
Which is not bad when you've only got 86,000 residents.
So you will be supplying all the refreshments for their awards evening they're having next month.
Yeah.
Asda are doing that. We're supplying all the water for the D-Day festival this weekend and tea and coffee for the Hardway event. So we don't scream and shout about it because the difference is to make a difference.
Are you doing everything for the Armed Forces Day in August?
No one's approached me yet, but I would be more than happy to help.
I'll speak to the council. Mandy Bagley is the lady because I'm doing the entertainment and the music for that one too. Are you doing Gary Walker's...
it's fun day, yes, we will be there.
I'll probably see you there because I've got a feeling I'm doing that one too. Right.
Looking forward to that one.
Let's move on and then we'll speak to the other Rachel after this one. So, do you know what? I was going to play that, but I think I'm going to play this instead. Bit of Bublé. We haven't had a bit of Bublé for a while, have we? Close one.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. Have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. Get it right. Turn out and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can to give so much more than I get. I said love, 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 love. I just haven't met you yet.
So, from Rachel on that mic to the other Rachel on the other mic, good evening to Rachel Pickard.
Hello.
Right, so You are?
I am Miss Beauty Hampshire.
Miss Beauty Hampshire. So, how did that come about? Don't say you walked into a pageant and said, I'd like to vote, please, and this is what I want to do for the world, and look at me.
Well, no, it was more so I wanted to support my community, and I entered through Square Pegs Charity in 2016, where they very kindly sponsored me to enter.
Okay, so what's Square Pegs Charity?
Square Pegs Charity is run by Charlie Riley, and they are ones that are trying to help those in community that may not socialise a lot, and they're trying to bring them in groups by doing craft clubs, knitting clubs, sewing clubs, and they're just trying to tell people that they don't fit in the box of society. And saying to just be themselves.
Do I know Charlie?
You possibly do, yes.
Beard, grey haired one.
Well, then maybe not, no.
Charlie Riley's a lady.
All right, no, I don't know that Charlie. No, the other Charlie I know, who does things like that. No, it's not. No, I don't know that Charlie. Right, okay. So,
should be thrilled.
Yeah, I'm so pleased.
So I entered through their pageant.
I'm glad you didn't say yes. She'd have been really upset when she listened to this tomorrow.
And then I continued on to do Miss Beauty UK in 2016 up in Wales, which was my first national pageant.
Okay.
And then I just continued on doing pageants because I wanted to go out and support my community.
Don't tell me somebody Welsh won the Miss Beauty UK one.
No, because there were different options. There was an England title, an Ireland title, a Welsh title and a Scottish title. And then there was Miss Beauty UK as well.
Okay.
So it was so many different people that could win titles, and then there was ambassador titles.
And could you only enter one at a time?
I like to only enter one at a time because then I can feel I can put all of my passion and all my energy into just that one pageant.
Yeah.
But you can enter more than one at a time.
How greedy is that? Look at me, I'm Miss Gospel, Miss Hampshire, Miss UK, Miss Wales, Miss... Yeah.
I bet you're that beautiful.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty stunning for that one, eh? Yeah, I'm pretty...
Poor turnout.
Yeah, I'm pretty committed to a fair few charities. Because who the heck's going to know what Square Pegs is in Pompey and want to care about that one in Wales?
I don't know, Square Pegs is getting quite... Yeah, it's getting, it is. Doing well.
Yeah, I picked the wrong charity, to be honest. So you've been doing this since about 2016?
Yeah.
Raising money now for what? Because I know you're not just Square Pegs now, are you?
No, so I run my own charity pageants over in Portsmouth yearly now, and that's called Star Royalty, and I accept anyone and everyone. So it doesn't matter if they're male, female, bisexual, gender, anyone.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm like, you want to go on that stage and be yourself, that's what I want.
Okay.
And this year, in a couple of weeks, I am fundraising for Kidney Research UK and British Heart Foundation in memory of my great nan who passed away this year.
Okay.
And I try and choose charities that are close to my heart and that are close to my family so that I feel that I can put that energy and passion in.
Where does your nan live?
She used to live in Wickham.
In Wickham? Oh, yeah. She wouldn't have got Gosport's Hospital Radio then, would she?
No.
I don't suppose she was a member of the War Memorial.
I'm not sure, no.
That's a real shame. Otherwise, that'd have been close to her heart, and I could have pawned some money off her too. Sorry, always on it. You've got to do, didn't you? So, don't laugh out there. It's not funny. When you say you put on a pageant, do you hire the hall? What do you do?
So it includes hiring a hall.
Yeah.
And I choose like local communities that are cheap for me to hire out myself because most of it comes out of my own pocket.
Okay.
And then like people will pay to enter. Like I try and keep mine as cheap as possible. So mine currently are only £40 to enter. But everyone walks away with a crown and a sash. And then there's side awards as well, which get awarded a medal and a certificate. Then there's awards that are like for trophies as well. And I tend to pay a lot of it out of my own pocket so that I can raise a lot more for the charities.
You always encourage the...
And how old are you?
I'm only 22.
Okay. And how much does Rachel help Rachel?
Every week we help out each other. I will be at her pageant helping out, donating the sweets for her to sell. It's important to say that your... entrants are encouraged to raise money for charity themselves as well, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, I am pleased. I am pleased. Okay, let's get away from the charity bit because actually talking about so many people needing so much money really can drag you down a little bit. So let's drag it back up a little bit. I'll say that and then I'm going to play Hugh Jackman.
Gone, gone, gone. have always been there. He is young, he's afraid, let him rest, heaven blessed, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. Like the sun I might have known. If God had granted me a son, the summers die one by one. Oh, so they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone.
Wonderful music. Quite surprising, really, how good a voice Hugh Jackman has got. And having listened to that, I thought I can't get away with not playing this next song. Made famous, funnily enough, on Britain's Got Talent, because not many people had heard it up till then, unless they'd seen the film Les Mis. This one was sung by Susan Boyle. This is original off the film, and there's something quite spectacular about this song. And I'll tell you about it when we've listened to Anne Hathaway, I Dreamed a Dream.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, when their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time then it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving.
So, I Dreamed a Dream, Anne Hathaway, the original. So, what was so stunning about that? You both seen the film?
Yes.
What was she doing when she was singing that song?
She just had her hair cut. And
she was cutting her hair as she was singing it. Do you know what was unusual about this film? It was her own hair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
I knew that.
She grew it especially for the film, and it was her own hair. So that was a one take. If it failed, she was stuffed because she'd already cut all her hair off.
As long as you're not going to ask me to do that now.
So that was a one take spectacular. Unbelievable. And a wonderful film, made even more wonderful with what happened, of course, with the mental health of that wonderful lady who sang it on Britain's Got Talent. She's on, actually, next week, I believe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe she's on.
Far too busy to watch TV.
Susan Boyle is on next week, I believe. Right, what were we going to talk about? I told you to hold something. You were saying then.
I was talking about why I do my job.
And yeah, that's it. That's it. The same reason as the rest of us do what we do, I suppose. But yours is a little bit more special because you do it. I'm out there. People know who I am. I try to hide. They can't put a face to me, thank God, otherwise I'd really be in trouble. So yeah, I can walk down the street alone. But you do it in the background. And really, really in the background.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to shout out that, you know, Asda's doing this, Asda's doing that. But it's also nice to know that I've made a difference, even if it's just to one person. Last summer we did a tea party out in the garden for Salton Ward. And there was a lady there that hadn't been outside the ward for over 2 months, and just to have a bit of sun on her face, and she was like really emotional, and I was just to know that I made the difference for that that one person was enough reason just to do that. And what people don't realise is a lot of the stuff, although I do get paid for Asda, a lot of the time I do things by myself. I do things like the Thorngate Panto. I film their Christmas show. But all the time I put in after that, cutting and editing in it and then put it on disc, that's all my own time. And I'm not a professional, and it's not a professional standard, but they're grateful for what they've got because they can't afford to have somebody else and go and do that for them.
Do you know, I often get, when we're putting on gigs like I put on last Saturday, and people go, well, they're not very good, are they? And I go, you've got 20 people there who've never sung in public before. They get together in a hall to do their little bit of bit, and I've just put them centre stage in front of what could be up to 86,000 people. And you go, they're not very good. They're petrified, absolutely petrified, and they've still managed to perform that. Do you know what? I think they've done marvellously well.
I think anybody that wants to stand up in front of anybody and do anything, is you've got to have some guts. A lot of the group from Thorngate have got additional needs, and to see them give it a go is, you know, it's really heartwarming.
It's funny you should say that, and there's two aspects to this. One is, yes, Thorngate Panto have gone down the more diversified route and accepted more, I'd like to say special needs, but they're not all special needs. There are some who are not...
They're unique in their own way.
Yeah, well done, Rachel. Yeah, yeah. They're not special needs, but they are unique. And they're still there, and they still want to do it, and they still want to perform. Actually, they just want to be part of something else rather than just sat on their own. And that's why we do what we do, because when you go over to the War Memorial, if you've not been around the wards, and the patients listening can reflect on this quite nicely, the most they've got in any cabinet is four. Some of them are in single rooms, which is all very nice if you like your own company. But I've got a friend up there who's been there now since about last September. I remember an old friend of mine. And when I tell you that she was... I won't tell you who she was. But she'd got a lot of friends. Most of her family had emigrated to Australia, and was in that hospital because she'd broke a leg, and she was in there for about 4 months and had only ever had a next door neighbour as a visitor. If I told you that her husband's head is the statue at Gosport Ferry.
Really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And little Midge was in that hospital on her own.
Oh, that's really sad.
And I have to go... She's a lady. She's the lady of First Lady of Gosport. Her husband was Lord Gosport. And she was in the hospital on her own. We're just a next-door neighbour volunteer. A lot of people in this area, certainly over 80s, over 90s, would have come here during the war, perhaps, and we'd come down to join the Navy or whatever, stayed in the area, had kids. The kids have flown the nest and gone, and are left here on their own. So a lot of the patients in the War Memorial have no friends or family. So what we do is we walk around in wards 3 times a week just to say hello, play a little bit of music they like to hear. And I don't care if nobody else likes that piece of music. I don't care if it's... I draw the line at Queen. but I don't care if nobody else likes it. And people say to me, oh, you know, I can't pick that because nobody else will like it. I don't care. It's your request show. It's your show. The music is for you. And if I can make you smile just for 3 minutes by that one song, that'll do for me.
It's worth it. It's worth it in the long run.
Absolutely.
I say the best part of my job is just the people I meet and knowing that I don't have to... It's not the big gestures. It's not... I mean, I love going out and giving a grant to schools and to sports groups and elderly groups and nothing, but to make... It's the ones when you make the connection with somebody, the ones when you actually make a difference to that individual, that's the ones that mean the most to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You love your shows, don't you?
Yes.
We love a pageant.
Actually, that...
Oh, music. Do you mean musicals?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, musicals. I love a musical. Oh, God, do we ever.
Bring him home, actually. I should have played...
You quite often find me singing in Asda.
I should have played for Midge Fieldhouse, because, of course, her husband, who was Lord Fieldhouse, was the first admiral who brought Falkland troops home. He was admiral of the fleet then. Right. Paul Music. Paul Nicholas. Music of the Night.
Night heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defense. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold unfeeling mind. And listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to and you'll live as you've never lived before. Softly, deftly, music shall surround you. Feel it, hear it, closing in around you. Open up your mind. Fantasies unwind in this darkness which you know you cannot fight. The darkness of the music of the night.
I'm going to finish that with a little bit of Buble, because you've got to have Buble.
Didn't they always say we lucky ones. I guess that we were once, babe, we were once. But luck will leave you, 'cause it is a faithless friend. And in the end, when life has got you down, you've got someone here that you can wrap your arms around. So hold on to me tight. Hold on to me tonight. We are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. So hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. There's a thousand ways for things to fall apart, but it's no one's fault. No, it's not our fault, no. Maybe all the plans we made might not work out, but I have no doubt, even though it's hard to see, I've got faith in us and I believe in you and me. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, promise it'll be alright. 'Cause it's you and me together, and baby, all we've got is time. So hold on to me, hold on to me tonight. There's so many dreams that we have given up. And all we've got, and with this kind of love, what we've got here is enough. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be alright.
Buble, got a little bit of Buble. Right, I think that's just a bit about done, isn't it?
Yeah, we are indeed.
Yes.
I've got to say, Rachel, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do for the community. From the bottom of my heart, people don't realise how people like you have such an impact on other people. When I walk around that hospital and I see probably some of the worst affected, and I have to go, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Anybody out there in a charity who thinks they're struggling, who thinks they're having a problem, give us a shout. Let's see what we can do together. But just remember, as Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell said, there ain't no mountain high enough.
You don't have to worry, 'cause baby, they- relive the 70s in Paul Dodd's Glam and Glitz.
Glam and Glitz!
At Gosport's Radio Hasler. Join Paul every Friday and Saturday night, 9 till midnight.
9 till midnight!
Glam and Glitz.
Glam and Glitz!
With Paul Dodd.
Right, that's it, time for us to go. I've got to say, Rachel, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
How do people get hold of you, Miss Beauty Queen?
I have a Facebook page called Rachel Hazel Pageant Journey.
Okay, and how do they get hold of Asda?
community_asda.co.uk. community_gospel@asda.co.uk, or pop a letter into the store and I'll give you a call.
Or I'll come down with me. In the meantime, whatever you're doing, don't forget. Oh, it's gone. It's gone again. Let's try that again, shall we? Whatever you're doing, be good. Get out of the hospital as quick as you can. Be young. Be foolish. But be happy. Night-night.